Hello, I'm George from Ireland. Well, I'm talking about the monstrous action of the Israeli government and the Israeli armed forces a few days ago, an outrageous and illegal attack on the UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Works Administration. There is for Palestinian refugees in the Near East. So the United Nations obviously has this status in international law. It created the State of Israel. It was a UN Security Council that created the State of Israel. I know Zionists say, no, God gave us the land. Well, I'm afraid that's got no standing in international law. And Israel's very keen at times to say, well, we're the most legitimate country in the world. We're created by the UN. At the same time as it being in material breach of so many UN Security Council resolutions and General Assembly resolutions. So being very sanctimonious international law about when it suits them, and then blatantly breaking it at other times. So, this is a humanitarian organization. This is there about mercy, about feeding the starving, about housing the homeless, about providing a medical care and so on. And then some of the Israeli government have the chutzpah to call it a terrorist organization. So anything that shows any common decency to Palestinians is a terrorist organization. Now, they're obviously good Israelis, just as there are bad Palestinians, the good and bad people of all nationalities. And war often brings the worst out in people. People are furious, they're frightened, they tend to lash out. If someone I love were killed, I find that hard to take. If it was accidental, what if it was malicious? Then might be furious, might be lusting for vengeance, wanting to hit back, want to hurt other people as much as I was hurt. And if I can't find that individual, or that individual's been killed, well, I know which side has done it. And that is the dynamic that's going on with both sides here. There's just this ever increasing spiral of hatred and violence. And the UNRWA, they're the angels of mercy, the ones that are trying to break that and bring relief to the suffering, particularly, the defenseless, the most vulnerable people, children, pregnant women, and so on, the elderly. So headquarters were knocked down, bulldozed in Jerusalem, and it was denounced by the United Nations as an unprecedented attack against the UN agency as its premises. So it is a grave violation of international law, and under international law, the United Nations has special immunities and privileges. So you see Israel's brazen disregard for the international community and international law and so on. So some of the building was burnt down and so on. So arson, that is terrorism. If you're using fear, destruction against the defenseless to scare people and then to deprive people of life-sustaining comestibles, medicine and so on. And in 2025, the Israeli army raided and destroyed other UN buildings, one in Sheikh Jarrah, as well as stealing its equipment, tearing down the UN flag. So, it is spitting in the face of the international community. So the Arab League rightly denounced what went on. And you might say, well, what about the actions of Arab governments? And some Arab governments' actions are disgraceful. That's definitely true. Saudi Arabia with its flagrantly unfair trials, with its very high rate of executions, including for things which are far less than murder, and so on. So the Knesset, that's the Israeli parliament, they outlawed the UNRWA, said it's not allowed to run on Israeli-controlled territory. Notice they didn't say Israel, even so land which doesn't belong to Israel, but Israel is controlling, and said some of the staff had links to Hamas. Now, that might be true, as in your work for the UNRWA and a Hamas person is your second cousin, or you met him once, or what? That's a link. Anything can be a link, or your third cousin, or your fourth cousin, or what? But that doesn't prove that anything wrong with the UNRWA. Obviously, many members of the cabinet, the Israeli cabinet, have links to terrorism, more than links, have openly advocated for genocide against Palestinian people, which has indeed been carried out. Now, the UNRWA said that's not true. I mean, obviously, hundreds of people work for it. I mean, if it was 1,000 people, if one of them has got the so-called link, that doesn't condemn them all, or two, or 10. If it was 100, you might have something to say there. So the UNRWA is striven not to allow this kind of thing. Obviously, they can't be completely effective because they knew it would be exploited by Israel to try and deprive Palestinians of sustenance. So the International Court of Justice has ruled that Israel is legally obliged to expedite UN humanitarian work. And it specifically said, and that includes the UNRWA. So the limitations they placed on this the Israelis on this organization, that again is breaching their human rights obligations under international law. So you see what a rogue state Israel is, the rampant criminality of the Netanyahu administration. So hundreds of its staff were killed or injured by Israelis' attacks in Gaza and so on. And that include people who are providing aid, doctors, nurses, teachers, and so on, at least 188, and probably multiples of that wounded and so on. So UNRWA provided shelters, especially for internally displaced people, many of them attacked. It's just appalling, it's utterly sickening, the wanton violence against completely defenseless civilians and so on. The Israeli army has hit aid convoys, and it must have been deliberate at least some of the time. So it's infuriating and sickening. And the way it's not denounced by governments like the United States, which gratingly asserts its adherence to international law at times, and then furiously denounce other countries for breaching international law, the United Kingdom and many other Western countries have not been vociferous as they should have done against this flagrant state terrorism. I'm glad that some governments have denounced what's been going on. It's very sad, and you see the impunity of the Netanyahu administration. And remember, we'll hear yet again about Israel having the most moral army in the world. It's nauseating to hear that flagrant lie when you see the terrible suffering of Palestinians, and to this day, intense diving of exposure. It's heartbreaking, and they can't even get out. I also blame, other Arab countries so much for Arab Brotherhood and so much for Islamic solidarity. Very, very wealthy countries like Qatar, like the United Arab Emirates, like Saudi Arabia, which have millions and millions of guest workers. They could take Palestinians in as guest workers, but then they never get back to Gaza. Okay, well, they would at least be alive. Maybe they will get back to Gaza in a century or two. That's not the immediate priority, is to save their lives. That's what's urgent in the here and now. I mean, I don't want them to have to leave their homeland. It'd be better they survive somewhere else than die in Gaza. So, I see how evil wins so much. We live in a very, very unjust world, so full of suffering and wickedness, and how evil is so often lavishly rewarded and goodness is savagely punished. And often so-called mainstream centrist politicians are behind all this, and anyone's extreme who tells the plain truth and denounces crimes for what they are, who tells it as it is. There's nothing more lawful than a UN aid agency saving defenseless people. And, over 400 Gazans have been killed by Israel since the ceasefire in October, admittedly a much lower rate than before. But you see all these Israeli breaches of the ceasefire. And of course, they're good Israelis too. They're very valiant Israelis who say we must uphold human rights. And they denounce the Netanyahu administration for its countless crimes against humanity. What can be done? Obviously boycott, divestment, sanctions. But that movement has not been very effective at all, sadly. But surely we are impelled by mere humanity to do that. Even if it's ineffective, even something symbolic, to express our horror as what has been done to the poor people of Palestine. And yes, I denounce Hamas and its murders of civilians. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecarlin79@gmail.com. Goodbye.